best not on my watch moment. I was at Target with my 8-year-old daughter, Camilla, when this teenage employee starts following us around, clearly thinking we're shoplifters. Every single aisle we go down, there he is, pretending to organize merchandise, but his eyes are glued to us like we're master criminals. Camilla picks up a Barbie doll to look at, and this kid immediately materializes next to us. "Ma'am, just so you know, we have security cameras in every corner of this store." I'm genuinely confused. "Okay, thanks for letting me know," but he doesn't leave. He keeps shadowing us, staying about 10 feet back like some discount secret agent. Camilla notices and whispers, "Mommy, why is that boy following us everywhere?" I tell her not to worry about it, but honestly, I'm starting to get irritated. We head to the school supplies section because Camilla needs folders for third grade. This kid appears again, now pretending to straighten pencil displays while obviously watching our every move. Camilla picks up a pack of sparkly erasers. "Can I get these, Mom? They're so pretty." Before I can answer, the employee steps closer. "Those are popular items. We keep close track of inventory on those." What kind of weird thing is that to say about erasers? I'm starting to realize this isn't normal customer service. When Camilla asks for a pretzel from the food court, he literally follows us there and stands directly behind us in line. The food court worker notices this strange behavior and asks if everything's okay. The kid immediately jumps in. "Oh yeah, I'm just keeping an eye on things, making sure everything stays secure." Now I'm getting seriously annoyed. Camilla's picking up on the tension and keeps asking why the store boy won't leave us alone. She's starting to look worried, like we've done something wrong. We finish shopping, just grab some notebooks, colored pencils, the sparkly erasers, and that Barbie doll Camilla wanted. Normal back-to-school stuff that probably totaled $30. At checkout, this kid appears again like a bad penny. He starts whispering urgently to the cashier, gesturing toward us. I can hear bits of what he's saying. Suspicious behavior, been watching them for 20 minutes, acting nervous. The cashier looks mortified, but asks to check our receipt extra carefully, and wants to look through our bags. Camilla's now genuinely scared, thinking we're in some kind of trouble. Other customers in line are staring. One woman even pulls her kids closer like we're dangerous criminals. That's when I'd absolutely